I was being chased by a whole squadron of police in red scarves who were all clapping, clapping, clapping. Somehow I knew that it had something to do with Professor B. I was sure that he was in some kind of danger. The next day, from the very first town I came to, I sent him a letter. In Holland, I didn't go to Witte, but drove straight to Haarlem. At the hospital, they told me Corrie was working the 3 to 11 night shift. I was waiting for her when she came out the big front door. Under the street light, her hair was copper instead of gold. "I'm back, Corrie," I said. "And I love you. I love you whether the answer is yes or no." Corrie looked tired from the hours on her feet, but when she laughed, the weariness seemed to drop away. "Oh, Andy," she said, "I love you too. Don't you see that's just the trouble? I'm going to worry about you and miss you and pray for you no matter what. So hadn't I better be a worried wife than just a cranky friend?" Together, the following week, we went to a jeweller in Haarlem and bought 2 wedding rings. In Holland, the custom is to wear the ring on the left hand during the engagement and transfer it to the right at the marriage ceremony. Corrie and I carried the rings up to her little sitting room in the top of the castle. There we opened the boxes, and each of us placed a ring on the other's hand. "Corrie," I began, not knowing that I was saying for the first time words that were to become a kind of motto for us. "Corrie, we don't know where the road leads, do we? But Andy," she finished for me, "let's go there together." When I got back to Witte, a letter was waiting for me from Professor B. He thanked me once again for coming to Hungary. The church had been greatly strengthened, he said, by this tangible proof of the concern of the members for one another. He hoped I would come again, and that others would follow in my footsteps. "But," he said, underplaying the news in a way that was typical, "I do believe I should share with you something that has happened. Do not think it is the result of your visit. It was coming anyhow. I have been forced to resign from the university. Do not feel sad. Many have given up far more for their Saviour. Especially you must not be sidetracked from this most important work of encouragement. That is your task, Andrew, as we have ours. We pray daily for you, although you will not hear from us any more. This is being carried from the country by a friend. Our mail is censored. We pray that your ministry continue strong. Once again, you must not be downcast. We praise the Lord." Chapter 12. Counterfeit Church. Corrie and I were married in Alkmaar on June the 27th, 1958. Greachy was there, and Mr. Ringers, and many others from the factory, as well as a whole busload of nurses from Haarlem.